Woo! Morning, everybody. So obviously, a very exciting time of year. Start of the season, Monday night in our stadium, our awesome stadium with our awesome fans, and it's an exciting time, obviously, and it's going to be obviously a great opponent, very, very difficult opponent. We've had a few extra days of work this week, so we're getting excited, ready to roll.
How close was the competition for kicker and punter when it came to roster?
It was really close. If Marshall doesn't miss that PAT, it's going to be a very difficult decision the next day. That kind of sealed it for him, unfortunately. Didn't hit it well. It was a good snap, good hold, great protection. It's too bad for him. He's a good kid, worked hard. I think he made Kai a better kicker. You can ask Kai for yourself, but talking to Kai, that competition, really helped him perform at a higher level than he may have performed just by himself. So it was a good summer for those guys.
And what about punter?
Same thing. I think we probably knew a week earlier than we did with the kickers that we're going to go with Ryan. Taylor's got a big-time leg. We're going to ask Ryan to do a little bit more directional punting, especially indoors. And Ryan's, that's kind of his forte. Probably not as strong as Taylor. Taylor's a good, young, strong punter. But, we've had some big-time punts around here before. It's just been inconsistent. So we're looking for that consistency, and we're hoping Ryan can give us that.
What ultimately set Kai over the top? Was it that neck and neck until that kick that Marshall made?
Probably because Marshall's outstanding on kickoffs. But at the end of the day, you got to make your PATs. You got to make the makeable field goals. I know a lot of people think a 25-yard field goal is a chip shot. There's no chip shots in the league. I've said that before. You got to be consistent no matter what type of kick, whether it's a PAT or a 19 or 20-yard field goal or a 55-yard field goal. At the end of the day, we felt Kyle was going to be, he hit the ball more consistent. He was going to be the more consistent performer for us, and hopefully he can do that and be a good kickoff guy for us, which we feel he can.
With that said, did you guys take more than a cursory look at the waiver wire and the releases?
I looked at a bunch of guys. I looked at everybody that, before the last cut, I looked at everybody that may have been cut or did get cut. Yeah, I looked at probably 8 or 9 guys just to have our list together.
Not to necessarily bring in or challenge?
No, not necessarily that. Always doing your due diligence. Our personnel people do a great job. They don't give me every kicker to watch. They just give me the guys they think that could either push the guy we have or in their minds maybe better. But at the end of the day, it's whatever position. Tight ends, we looked at several tight ends before we signed Blake Bell, that special team, because hopefully he'll be playing some special teams for us as we get going here. But, they give me a list of guys. I kind of rank them and we go from there.
Having that competition at both of those spots, you probably don't do it every year, but was that something that having it this year made you more open to considering doing in the future?
Yeah, it's always based on roster needs. If we needed an extra receiver, we may have had to cut one of those guys a little bit earlier. If we need another D lineman, we were fortunate enough that we stayed pretty healthy during training camp, which was huge. Because anytime you have five specialists, that makes it a little bit more taxing on the rest of the roster. At the end of the day, it was great that we had that. I would love to have competition every year. It's based on, what our needs are, what our roster needs are. At the end of the day.
You mentioned Blake Bell.
Go ahead.
Does this change your strategies or philosophy or anything like on kickoffs by Brian preferred as a kickoff guy?
The one thing Marshall could give you was, he's going to be an automatic touchback guy if he hit it like he should. We feel that Kai can give us those deep high kicks that when we need them, especially indoors. But Kai is pretty good with his specialty kicks, the bag of tricks I call them, that the clubs in your golf bag type thing, even though I hate golf. But I'm terrible at it. At the end of the day, though, Kai, we felt, gives us the best chance to win both field goals, PATs, and kickoffs. That's why he's here.
You mentioned Blake Bell. How? Is he going to be ready to play Monday night as far as your schemes go, or where?
I've spent several hours with him already, after practice yesterday for a while, before practice yesterday as well. He's smart. He's tough. Loved him on film. He's a great athlete. He does have some experience. Watch a lot of his plays in San Francisco, and he did a lot of good things. He's a big guy that can run, and, you can't coach that part. In terms of schematically, we're going to teach him what we can, our techniques, our schemes, and right now he'll be a backup, and, he could be there Monday night. Maybe we won't need him, but at the end of the day, he'll be ready.
Eric talked on that kickoff return about wanting to bring one out from deep in the end zone, and it worked out. Is that still going to be the philosophy with most guys, or was that kind of Cordero-specific that you could be that aggressive?
No, I mean, we did that with Percy Harvin. We did it with Cordero. We feel like, you know, we do a good job with our schemes, and more importantly, we do a good job with the guys that are out there. And, you know, I think Jarek showed that he's a very explosive returner, so we're going to continue to be aggressive.
What is it about his skill set that you like as a kick returner?
He's a tough guy, so I know he's going to hit the seam where he needs to hit it. He's got great vision. He probably has better vision than most of the other guys I've coached there because he's got that running back mentality. You know, those guys have a different type of vision with all the drill work they do, all the all the running plays that they run between the tackles, outside the tackles, what hole to hit, that sort of thing. And I think that's going to be a huge benefit for him.
How did Eric Wilson's play on special teams kind of help get him onto the roster on cut day?
I think that was a big part of it. You know, he did a good job on defense, and he did a good job on special teams. And I think the combination of that and his growth potential, both as a linebacker and as a linebacker on teams, is going to really help him. It's going to help us as we go forward. That's it. One question. Me and you both. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.